Dreamscape presents No Ordinary Man by Suzanne Brockman. Narrated by Betsy Bronson. No Ordinary Man. Prologue. Her apartment building was not very hard to get into. He just rang all the doorbells in the lobby and waited for someone to buzz the inner door open. Once inside, he quickly took the stairs up to the third floor. He opened the door a crack, just enough to be able to see down the hall to her apartment door. He had followed her as she did her chores today, as she did every Saturday. He had left her at the video store, knowing that she'd stop to pick up her dry cleaning and then come home. She had no idea he'd be waiting for her. None of them ever had any idea. As she emerged from the elevator and approached her apartment, he tensed. The timing had to be perfect. He had to wait until she unlocked the door and was heading through. He sprang. She didn't even have time to yell. His hand was over her mouth, the knife at her throat. She knew who was in control, who was in charge. She knew not to struggle. They were alone in her apartment, and finally, the game would come to an end. He could barely wait.